Welcome to Turn Up the Music with Cheryl Giesbrecht. I'm DC Carter. Today we'll learn about the joy of allowing God's presence to live in us. Here's Cheryl.
Have you ever felt like a failure? Ever said, wish I could, or if only, or too bad I can't go back? The question is, who hasn't thought this way? Unfortunately, life is not something we can rewind or erase. When we confess our sin, God forgives us of sin, but our memory is often selective. It reminds us of our failures. The enemy, our accuser, loves this. Satan wants us to live with regret, guilt, and shame. 1 Peter 5:8 reminds us, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings." We can't fix ourselves or make ourselves into someone else, but we can let God make us into the best version of ourselves. God wants you to be the best you can be. It's when we are at our weakest, God can strengthen us. When He strengthens us, that's when He is glorified. 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." With God's strength, we can do above and beyond what we expect. Basically, when we say yes to God's power, He does amazing things. It's minimizing ourselves so that Jesus Christ can increase. That's what gives God glory. Have you experienced God's power living in you? Ever felt patient when someone cut you off on the freeway, or given a blessing when at another time you might have done just the opposite? Romans 8:9 describes the struggle. "You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you." When the Spirit of God lives in us, we make a difference in all the lives we touch. The song, "What Life Would Be Like," talks about the victory we have when we allow God to live in us. Here's Big Daddy Weave. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing my weakness to display your strength. Your specialty is healing, restoring, making dreams come true. Would you live in me? Jesus, could you really live through me? You gave your life for me. I give you full control, and I lay my life before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending your Holy Spirit to live in me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn up the music.
Thanks for joining Cheryl Giesbrecht with Turn Up the Music. For information on Cheryl's products or speaking ministry, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com. I'm DC Carter. Have a great week.